Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bobapedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bobapedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
We're starting off tonight's show a little bit later than usual. Ruffino and Joe's show ran long. A lot to talk about in the college football world. A lot to talk about in the college sports world. Actually, somewhat tonight, you and I will get into that because I don't know how the Senate bill that's been produced, we don't kind of talk about it and maybe give some of our thoughts here. I won't give you the totality necessarily that what we just did on Ruffino and Joe in a 35-minute segment in reference to what we think on the future of college athletics. We'll talk about some things that I like and don't like. You can have your own opinion there as well. But I hated to start off tonight's show a little bit late because, boy, have the SEC meetings been very juicy this year. Today, Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding went out there and was asked about the investigation with the NCAA and him tampering with Luke Ferrelli, who was at Clemson, was enrolled in classes, was actually in classes when Pete Golding started to text him and try to get him to transfer to Ole Miss, asking him what the buyout was and all those specific things. And then Luke Ferrelli enters the portal, leaves Clemson's now at Ole Miss. Dabo goes out there and dry snitches. The NCAA tells Pete Golding that he's under investigation well before, hours before Dabo Swinney took to the podium, and everybody knew what was going on. And the funny thing is that on Monday on our national college football show, I came out and stated, this is exactly what Pete Golding was going to do. He was going to go out in the spring meetings this week. He was going to snitch on his former boss in Lane Kiffin. And he was going to say, well, Lane Kiffin took one of my players who had always been tampered with. So I had to make a move. And just like Chandler did on Friends, if I'm going down, everyone's going with me, when everybody found out his big secret. You know, the funny thing to me is that people forget the history, even though the history isn't that long ago. You know, like, I'm old enough to remember when the college football playoff was going on, Austin Thomas and Frank Wilson were on the sidelines at Ole Miss. I'm old enough to remember that. I think you are as well. I'm old enough to remember when Kerryus Kern entered the portal and actually went to an Ole Miss practice when they were still in the playoff. And what's funny about that, and what's funny about Kerryus Kern being at a practice while he was technically in the transfer portal, quote unquote, as if he didn't follow Frank Wilson. The funny thing to me about it is TJ Dottery was still on your team. He was still playing for you in the college football playoff, even when Frank Wilson, which you all were warned about, was tampering with players that were on LSU's roster when Lane Kiffin came in, and he brought multiple ones with him from LSU to Ole Miss. So Pete Golding goes out there today and says, hey, man, I had to go get a linebacker because Lane Kiffin and LSU tampered with my starting middle backer. And he went to LSU with his former head coach, so I had to go get somebody too. Oh, really? Explain Kerryus Kern to me then. Now, let me tell you the objectives and really the situation of what Ole Miss fans are going to say. I can already hear them right now. Well, Blake, he was technically in the transfer portal. You mean to tell me that you believe that Frank Wilson, who helped and was a massive part of bringing in Kerryus Kern, did not talk Kerryus Kern into following him to Ole Miss and tampered with him? Then you're just as naive as everybody else who just goes out there in the ether and says, you know what? I'm just going to believe what I want to believe because it fits into my narrative. The real question that I have for Pete Golding is, did you technically take the first shot when you knew that you were hiring Frank Wilson, when you knew that Kevin Smith was leaving, because you knew that Kevin Smith was leaving, Kevin Smith told you he was leaving, when you knew the entire offensive staff was leaving Ole Miss, even though you tried like hell to keep them, that they were going to go with Lane Kiffin to Baton Rouge, you mean to tell me that you didn't have conversations with Frank Wilson about players that were on LSU's roster before TJ Dottery left you? You know, what it sounds like to me is that Pete cheated. He got Frank Wilson to talk to as many players as he could that could go to Ole Miss and follow him. What it seems like to me is when that happened, LSU fired back, technically speaking. And then TJ Dottery goes, I don't want to be here. I want to be with Lane because I think he's going to be able to do more for me. And then he leaves Ole Miss for LSU along with your best edge player in Prince Will. So who really talked the first shot? Or was it a situation where, which Ole Miss fans tell me that TJ Dottery's not good anymore, or wasn't good anyway, so I guess Luke Forelli's an upgrade for you. That's what you tell me. Then why are you so upset about it? No, Pete Golding doesn't want to get hit and says he's going to expose the whole system. To be completely honest with you, I wouldn't actually hate him for that. But if you're going to go out there dry snitching, no one brought up Lane, but you did. So should we go back in history before that ever happened and ask you about Kerryus Kern? Because I know what happened. You know what happened. The guy that recruited him through the portal for you to go to Ole Miss is on your staff and is your associate head coach. So now you want to come out here and say, well, look, man, big bad Lane Kiffin came out here and did this, so I had to react. You know what also is funny about that? As Ole Miss fans and media, Lane won't shut up about Ole Miss. Why has Pete Golding been bringing up LSU and Lane Kiffin the last 3 days? Well, he was asked. So was Lane Kiffin in every article that he's done. So was Lane. But it doesn't fit into your very small narrative, so you have no idea how to back yourself out of that corner. You have no idea. So if we want to go down the timelines of things, Ole Miss takes a shot first via Frank Wilson. And this isn't the first time that I'm saying this, by the way. Guys, if you believe that Frank didn't leave LSU kicking and screaming and doing things behind the scenes that was detrimental to LSU, you're kidding yourself. A lot of people defended that he wasn't. Now what do you believe? Do you believe that one of the quote-unquote best recruiters didn't go out kicking and screaming? You know, what was the whole situation with Richard Anderson and Lamar Brown? Oh, well, it was a new coach. Oh, really? Then why was Lamar Brown literally in Lane's office day one, plane one, as soon as he arrived in Baton Rouge? Why? You know, this rivalry thing that we have going on with Ole Miss, this rivalry, the Magnolia Bowl, it's only getting more intense. But Pete Golding said to you today at SEC Media Day or SEC Spring Meetings that if someone wants to investigate him, he's dry snitching. He's going to snitch on everybody. Well, everybody's doing it, so it makes it okay for me. Does it? Does it? You know, it's funny. I look at this situation and say, I can name three players that have been tampered with the way that Luke Farrelly has been tampered with. Two of them coming from Miami. Two of them coming from Miami, the other from Ole Miss. And my question is, did you pay a buyout for Luke Farrelly? Did Luke Farrelly sign a TV rights agreement? Did he sign a TV rights deal with Clemson? And in that agreement, did you buy it out? But yet, the guy who gave you a chance at Ole Miss when your career was literally spiraling, you want to continuously throw him under the bus. And let's not act like that your comments today about Lane Kiffin, that on a completely different topic about the Vanity Fair piece, how does Pete Golding get to talk about the Vanity Fair piece, but you want to reprimand Lane Kiffin? How is that even possible? So everybody else can take shots at every other school. Pete Golding can talk about Lane Kiffin and the Vanity Fair and say, sometimes I have to tell Lane Kiffin to shut up. Oh, really? Are you going to reprimand Pete Golding? This has become, number one, it's probably why we really do love sports. All of the drama, like TNT, we know drama. But yet, I keep seeing the goalposts being moved. I keep seeing people misremember history. I keep seeing people, when we were talking about this in December, hey man, Frank is not your friend right now. Whether you want to believe that or not, he's not your friend right now. And then Carius Kern follows him to Ole Miss. Blake, that's not how it went down. Do you want to go source for source? Because you and I both know a lot of you are not going to win that argument. You're simply not going to win that argument. Because there's two things in this world, in a sourcing thing that never backs down. Screenshots never die, and actions always prevail. So if the actions are walking like a duck, if the actions are quacking like a duck, and if the actions get in the water and start waddling like a duck, you know what it's not? A turtle. It's not. Common sense and actions have got to prevail here. Guys, no one likes you right now. No one likes LSU. No one really likes Lane. And here's the thing. I don't care. You know what? Take that energy. If I'm a player, take and harness that energy. If I'm Lane, take and harness that injury. Go full Rocky IV, put a picture on your mirror of them crazy dudes, and every single day, let it be a reminder to you that you are going to take it to their ass. Let it be a 365-day reminder that if you believe that anybody in this business is truly your friend and that they won't backstab you in the very, very nearest and very near future from when they don't need you anymore, I don't know what to tell you. Because it's exactly what Pete Golding is doing. You mean to tell me when LSU did not have an offensive lineman outside of Weston Davis on their roster that they wouldn't have kept Kerryus Kern? That's what you're trying to convince me of. I'm sorry. But just because it doesn't fit in this hoity-toity, my daddy works for Goldman Sachs, my daddy has a 401k, because it doesn't fit in your blazer jacket with your red polo and khaki pants and loafers, doesn't mean that it's not true. Just because it doesn't fit your narrative doesn't make it less true. My daddy works at Goldman Sachs. No one cares. Because on September 19th, when them hands get being thrown, we'll see. You know, it's funny. I thought about this the other day. My thought was, is there a team that I have hated more as an LSU fan more than Ole Miss? Like right now. I felt like for a decade, you know, like for a decade, I hated Alabama. I hated them. But the hatred for Alabama was because they were so damn good and beating us. It's not because they talked crap. It's because they beat us on the field. That's the real reason that we were all pissed off at them. They weren't talking about us. Nick Saban never said anything ill towards LSU, but I hated him. This is something completely different. I don't like Ole Miss. I've never liked Ole Miss. I never will like Ole Miss. But I don't remember a team. Like Notre Dame was Notre Dame. You never really were going to play them. So the rivalry never really built. There was never a game scheduled where you're going to have to not only play them in football, but in baseball and in basketball, and their women's basketball coach is going to come out with some outlandish statement while she's getting her teeth kicked in. I don't think I've hated a program as an LSU fan more than them. Doesn't mean that we can't be truthful. In saying that, that doesn't mean that, like, I still think that Trinidad Chambliss very well may be the best quarterback in the SEC. I think Kawan Lacy very well still could be the best running back in the SEC. I think Pete Golding, whether you like, love, or hate him, I still think he's a really freaking good defensive coordinator. But it doesn't stop the pettiness, and it doesn't stop the truth. I don't like these dudes. You don't like them. I don't like them. Their daddy works at Goldman Sachs. Their daddy's got a yacht, even though their daddy's bankrupt. My daddy bought a 37 or a 57-foot yacht. I don't even know how big yachts are. I don't care. I don't even know if yachts are that small. My daddy bought a 120-foot yacht. No one cares. You're a spoiled little rich kid. No one cares. You got a Dairy Queen in Oxford. No one cares. You got chicken on the stick in Oxford. No one cares. But the funny thing about this is, that has come out this entire week from SEC spring meetings, you started it off with a whole situation of Lane Kiffin potentially being reprimanded because of statements that he had at the Vanity Fair. Greg Sankey comes out and says, I'm telling all the coaches to be cordial. Let's uplift one another. You're in leadership. And then Pete Golding comes out and tells a coach to shut up to the media. Yeah, sometimes I got to tell Lane to shut up. You're doing too much. Well, was he doing too much when your career started spiraling and he hired you? Which one is it? Is Pete Golding or Steve Sarkisian going to get reprimanded for their comments on Lane Kiffin? So now I don't even think that you can reprimand him. You know, in the beginning of this, I was for sure that Lane Kiffin was getting reprimanded. I was for sure he was going to pay a fine. You better let everybody else pay a fine. Because it's crazy that the week started off with him being reprimanded, and now you sit in a situation where a coach at another school is literally taking shots at him. He called him a cheater. In case you don't, you just missed the big picture, Pete Golding today came out and said, Lane Kiffin cheated. He took one of my players. And that's why I went and got Luke Ferrelli. Are you going to reprimand him, Greg Sankey? Are you going to reprimand him? There's a lot of toxicity in the SEC right now amongst its coaches. Good. That's what makes the sport fantastic. That's what makes the conference fantastic. Are you going to reprimand all of them, though? Are you going to reprimand them? Look, I tell you this all the time, but I'm going to repeat it again. There's only a small handful of people in this media corps that didn't grow up LSU fans or didn't graduate from here, give or take. Like, I think I can name maybe three, right? Like, I think Cokie, I think the new guy that just got hired by The Advocate, forgive me for not knowing his name, basically The Advocate. Maybe some TV guys like John Eads, who we love. Everybody around here, for the 75 to 80, maybe more like 90% majority, grew up LSU fans. They grew up in the state. They feel the same way about Ole Miss the way that you do. They do. Just because we have a microphone or just because we can write behind a paywall doesn't make it any less true. I don't like them. We share the same. We may have disagreements. As an LSU fan, you may disagree with some of the thoughts that I have. Fine. But here's the truth. We all can come together and hate the same school because at the end of the day, we're all still fans. You don't get into this business. You don't do this if you don't love the team. If you don't have pride for it. So whether I have a microphone or not, or sign a deal at CBS and we talk national college football or talk LSU, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you cut my arm open, purple and gold comes pouring out. I start bleeding, starts playing in the background a lot like you, and that's why you're here. Oh, that tiger. I don't like him. And Pete Golden's dry snitching. Stop dry snitching. Nevertheless, we're live. Everyone do us a favor by hitting the like and share. Share all those groups if you're on Facebook. We're not on Facebook. Not until June the 4th. If you're on YouTube, share to all. That's what happens when you do 1,400 episodes, right? I say the same thing every night. If you're on YouTube, do us a favor. We cannot do this. Can you share the show on YouTube? Share the YouTube link on Twitter or Facebook, wherever you want to share. It doesn't matter to me. Do us a favor. Subscribe down below. Hit the notification bell. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Wherever you listen to podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. And if you're on Twitter watching and listening, hit that retweet button as well. Where is everyone watching from tonight? Are you in the 225, the 504, the 985, the 337, the 318, 31 grade? Or are you outside the state? Representing the state. Big Train Kevin says, for your information, a boat is considered a yacht at around 35 to 40 feet. Okay, so I thought I was right. I Googled it out of curiosity. That's why I said 35 foot. I thought I was pretty accurate. Because this hoity-toity, Pete Golden is pulling the most Ole Miss move of all time by snitching. It's the biggest Ole Miss move of all time. When you think of an Ole Miss fan, what he said today is exactly what you imagine. It's exactly what you imagine. Just Me is in the 337. Franklin Stand up and stand proud. James is in the 225. He's on Twitter. James, do us a favor and hit that retweet button. Shane is in Columbus, Ohio. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Mr. Terp says, hey, you can't snitch if you're doing it too. That's my thing. That's my thing. How are you snitching? How in the world are you snitching and you did the same thing to the same person you're snitching on? That would be like, I go to y'all's house, I steal something, and nobody catches me, but you know that I did it. And yet, you come to my house, and I got cameras around my house, you steal something from me, and I post it on Facebook. Bro, do what? Do what? You can't snitch when you're doing it too, man. I mean, it is idiotic at best. Breezy is in the 318, Hainesville, Louisiana. Go Tornadoes. Good to have you in here with us. Go Tigers is in Birmingham in this thing. You need to go tell Greg Sankey to chill out, brother. You got to go tell him to chill out. Chef is it. Chef says, snitches get stitches. I completely agree with you there. I mean, it's the old saying. Snitches get stitches. Lucas Abear with a $5 super chat says, I'm glad LSU is being the villain and the SEC coaches need to grow up. Go Tigers. Oh, brother, do they? Do they? They 1,000% need to grow up. 1,000%. They're acting like children. T. Walker with a $10 super chat says, I was referring to Pharrell being good. Maybe Pharrelli is what he means. Would you bring up a losing a Whit Weeks type of player or someone that's a backup if you knew everyone was possibly getting exposed? I get Kern was an important piece. You can't say that the best interior offensive lineman coming out of the high school class is not a massive piece. Like, Whit Weeks is Whit Weeks. But the reason that it didn't get exposed the way that it did was because Kerryus Kern is an offensive lineman. He's an offensive lineman. By the way, a massive piece. He could have been a massive centerpiece for you if he's moved into guard. Why he keeps getting moved, playing tackle is beyond me. I think it's idiotic by both schools. But exposed, everybody's getting exposed. Lane Kiffin didn't roll out there and say, oh no, what is Pete Golden doing to Dabo's roster? He reacted to a situation. Here's the truth. Pete Golding took a shot. He had let Frank Wilson do it. Those players went with him. And then Lane Kiffin retaliated. And you're mad at that. He should be... Look, some people don't completely know what's going on with this. But the whole Darian Mensa thing at Duke. Miami plays a buyout to Duke for Darian Mensa to get out of the contract to go to Miami. Is it not the same thing that you did with Luke Farrelly? But you'll go after a guy that saved you. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Frankie with a $5 super chat says, Summerall was talking nonsense at the meetings too, but as Lane Kiffin says, let them. Oh, was he talking? I like John a lot. First and foremost, let me say this. I like John a lot. A lot. He said we should go to 24-team playoff. Not more than one G5 team should get in. No duh. And that I wouldn't have left Tulane for Florida. You're lying. He's flat out lying. Then he took a shot at Lane Kiffin himself. Why not reprimand John Summerall? I mean, again, my God. My God. All right, one more, then we're going to get rolling here. Lucas Abear with a $2 super chat says, LSU and Ole Miss, I Step Brothers, part two. Oh, man. It's going down. September, guys, I'm telling you. People think I'm crazy when I say this. I had somebody text into the show last week when I said I really do believe that this could be the game of the century part two. I really believe that. I mean, there's so much animosity. That might be the most regular that might be the most televised regular season game of the year. Very well could be. It's going to be interesting. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about recruiting. It's why you need to go over to Go 24/7. So today, Zach Nagy caught up with Andre Champagne, caught up with two of the top players in the 2027 class. We're going to talk about that as this is making a lot of headway. So there's a lot of articles. I wrote an article over there today. You should get over there and go read it. I explained a lot more of the Eugene Wilson stuff that we talked about last night. So you need to get over to Go 24/7. If you go over there today, you can get 60% off of your annual VIP membership. And guys, a Paramount account comes with that. So basically, not only are you getting a Go 24/7 account, you're also getting Paramount for free, but you can do that for both of them and 60% off if you use the promo code AYS60 at checkout. That's AYS60 at checkout to get 60% off of your annual VIP membership. Guys, if you're a UFC fan like me, could you imagine you get Go 24/7, you use the promo code AYS60 at checkout, you get Paramount for free, and basically you bought two services for 60% off? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's a bargain. You need to get over there. And oh, by the way, Zach Nagy and Andre are absolutely killing it. Let me get to a quick break. We talk about some of that recruiting next. Stay with us.
He will sell your house and find you anew. Well, Tyler's the man, he's here for you. If you want to buy or sell, well, it's not too late. Dial 955-0008. Just call 955-0008. Y'all call Tyler, he'll shoot you straight.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Red Stick Financial. They're your local residential mortgage broker located right here in the heart of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At Red Stick Financial, they find the bank that works for your particular set of needs to purchase the home of your dreams or refinance the current one. They truly are your partners in this process, and they pride themselves in helping individuals and families with one simple goal in mind, and that is to make home financing approachable, attainable, and stress-free. They are licensed in all Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. So from Amarillo to Meridian and everything in between, they have you covered. Red Stick Financial brings you creative, customized solutions, and they don't believe in the one-size-fits-all when it comes to loans. They even have special options for mobile and manufactured homes located in a flood zone and stated income financing for those of us who are self-employed borrowers. If you or someone you know is looking to buy a home, refinance an existing mortgage, or simply want to know what options are out there for your future, give Red Stick Financial a call today at 225-407-9250. That's 225-407-9250. Or check them out online at redstickfinancial.com. That's redstickfinancial.com. Before you purchase the home of your dreams, or you go and do that refinance, you need to go local. Go Reds.
We're back.
All right. So let's get into it here. We got lots and lots to discuss. I see some super chats and things flying out. I saw, by the way, since we've been live, Pete Golding said something about Lane Kiffin again. Boy, this is a bad day to be an Ole Miss media person. They are going to rally behind Pete Golding. Oh, well, he's just reacting. Oh, really? Just the same way that Lane Kiffin reacted to his associate head coach trying to snatch players. Just saying. All right, so there's a lot of action flying around Go 24/7 right now. As the summer months are here, I don't know if you can tell. Your boy's been out in the sun. I think you can tell. Like, I'm looking, your boy got burned today. I love it. With that being said, as the summer months are here, recruiting is heating up. We talked about with Zach Nagy, was it two nights ago, with him about some of the things in recruiting that he's keeping his eyes on as an example. We talked a little bit about Eastern Royal. I'm going to go and dive a little bit more into that personally myself here tonight. We talked about Marquez Davis. We talked about Cole. We talked about a lot of players that LSU is starting to heat up for and get committed in this 2027 class. But last week, LSU went, Kevin Peoples went and talked to and went to visit one of the top defensive tackles, if not the top defensive tackle in the country, and Jalen Brewster, the 6'3", 300-pound defensive tackle who will now be taking a multi-day visit to Baton Rouge and to Lane Kiffin. When asked by Zach Nagy, a couple of quotes to give to you here. Jalen Brewster says, "I really want to spend a lot more time with Kevin Peoples, and I also definitely want to spend more time with LSU head coach Lane Kiffin." So in 2 weeks, you have some Jalen Brewster news. It's the headline that hit today. Jalen Brewster in the article, which I'm not going to do this every time. I'm going to tell you some tidbits that are going on. But I think that this is a significant part to bring up. This is why you need to be there. I'm not going to do this every time. There was a quote given today by Jalen Brewster, the number one defensive tackle in the country, that I just don't think can go unrecognized. As he tells Zach Nagy today, in no way, shape, or form is LSU and Kevin Peoples going to allow me to not be a main focus for them until a day comes where I sign my LOI or letter of intent. They're going to be after me just like they have been. So what does that mean? You have the number one defensive tackle in the country that's coming to you and saying, calling out some of your players in a good way by saying, "Hey, man, I remind myself and my game, I feel like I play a lot like Deuce Gerald's does." That's somebody that LSU recruited and is already starting. LSU is going to have a lot of turnover in the top part of their interior defensive line. Does that depth chart make sense to him? Because this is being entertained because the money will be the money. And LSU knows what they need to do there if they want to get them. And LSU's not going to pursue this if they don't want to go into that realm. We'll see how this thing heats up. As he comes into a visit, does LSU want to not only match but potentially supersede what it is that Texas Tech, as Jalen Brewster is already a Texas Tech commit, does LSU want to make that move? But the biggest quote in all of this, that what you need to work away or take away from, guys, they are heating this up. This staff under Lane is putting so much pressure in recruiting, whether they are hitting on guys or missing on guys, that I'm just going to give a tip of the cap. And let me explain by that. A couple of weeks ago, Josh Dobson, one of the top corners in this upcoming class, changed his official visits. He's going to go to Michigan instead of LSU. Well, when all of this started happening, Corey Raymond flies from Louisiana to the Carolinas to go see Josh Dobson. Okay. Do you think Lane Kiffin didn't know about that? Do you think Lane Kiffin didn't suggest to Corey Raymond that he needs to go up there and he needs to go see Josh immediately and try to get him back into the boat here? You're damn Skippy. It's how it happened. But they are turning up the pressure for top recruits around the country. Jalen Brewster is just the newest one. I walk out. So I say you missed there, quote unquote, right? Like, I'm not saying you missed. There's a long way to go. You never know what happens. But that's not necessarily a positive outcome for LSU. Dobson not taking an LSU visit, going to Michigan, isn't a positive sign of things. But what was positive is something started going wrong and you wasted zero time in flying Corey Raymond up there to try to get things done. You have Brewster coming out today and saying to Zach Nagy of Go 24/7, "Hey, listen, I know one thing is for sure. LSU and Kevin Peoples don't care that I am committed to Texas Tech. They just simply don't care. They are going to recruit me until the day that I sign a letter." They're putting on the pressure. But they're doing it with every one of these top recruits. You know, what's interesting is when Lane came to Baton Rouge, the message was simple. The formula to win at LSU is not a complicated one. The first thing that we have got to do from a recruiting standpoint is lock the state down. Great players cannot leave this state. That is objective number one. Objective number two is to go around the country and around the nation to bring in top-end talent. Do we need to go into Texas and grab top-end talent like a Grant Delpit or Jamal Adams? Do we need to go and get a bona fide edge from out of state like Arden Key or Sam Montgomery? I look at what LSU has done in the past when they've had the most success. What do you think Lane Kiffin took from Nick Saban when Saban told him to take this job? If you lock the state down and with the brand and money at LSU and go get top-end players, you're going to win. And the truth of the matter is, you can win at an elite level. You can win at a high level. Maybe national championships, plural. And as Lane Kiffin came out last week and said the NFL's not for him, anything can change, and that he loves the dynamic of college athletics. Guys, you're being backed, and your head coach is being backed to do what needs to be done to be elite. Guys, the number one thing still remains. Even though Indiana is an outlier, they had the number one overall pick on their team. They had multiple top picks on their team. They had really good players on their team. The team that has the most talent, I don't want to say the most, but majority of the time, the team that has the most talent is going to win. Miami had more talent than Ole Miss did. They won. Ohio State 2 years ago had more talent than everybody, and they won. And I find it ironic that the teams that had some of the most draft picks were in the Final Four the last 2 years. We keep talking about parity, right? That the sport is having parity. No, it's not. It's being exposed even more. Because you can expand this all you want to. You can say parity. Look at Texas Tech. Look at them. They got blanked. Oh, there's more parity? James Madison, Tulane, and Texas Tech got their teeth kicked in. Same for Alabama to Indiana. They got their teeth kicked in. So the bottom line remains, how do you win? Guys, you got to go and land guys like Jalen Brewster, or you got to do what Kurt Cignetti did, which is probably the harder thing to do, if we're being honest. The harder thing to do is to evaluate at such an elite level that you can take a whole bunch of three-star guys and turn them into something special. That is pretty difficult. Or you can go get top-end talent. I don't want to make a statement on where I think this thing is going to go with Jalen Brewster. Not yet. I think on Sunday, you and I think we're going to do something with Nagy on Sunday as all of this wraps up. I think it would be fun to get Zach in. Hey, tell us what you're hearing, things like that. But I think they're going to put on all of the pressure that they can. Let's see how this shakes out, because I don't know how it's going to shake out at all. And I want to make that very well clear. I don't know. But LSU doesn't make a move like this to bring in this kid if you don't understand the money and if you haven't been putting on a relentless pursuit of him. Good on Kevin Peoples, but it's not the only one. I said that Eastern Royal, and guys, we have talked about him so much. But guys, I think that he is... I want to be careful here. I think Eastern Royal very well could be cut of the cloth of a Jamar Chase. I think he is one of those Louisiana wide receivers that are cannot miss. Guys, today at the All-American Combine, I don't know how they're... It might be hand time or it might be laser. It doesn't really matter. The kid ran a 4.29. A 4.29. So even if it's handheld, what is he running, a 4.39? I mean, even if you're a whole 0.1 off, the kid is flying. And I don't think that you are. Guys, Eastern Royal is going to be in attendance this weekend. And this will be the third time in 40 days that Eastern Royal has been on LSU's campus. Actions always speak louder than words. And listen, it is of my opinion, he's can't miss. The statement that you would make coming out of this weekend, if you're able to do what some people still believe is the inevitable, the statement that you make of flipping him from Texas is a massive one. It sends shockwaves. Uh-oh. You know, I really do believe if Brian Kelly was here, there's no way in hell Eastern Royal flips, even with the great Frank Wilson. But now you're in a spot and situation that LSU's just simply not going to back down. So you have two premier top talent guys, the number one wide receiver, the number one interior defensive lineman in the class. With a dude like Lane, what we've seen, what has propelled him to be great? When he has really good defensive lines and when he's got really good receivers. Guys, here's what I will tell you. As much as I didn't want to, I want to let the things shake out on Brewster, I still think Texas Tech will spend all the money in the world to get him. I think you will be in a dogfight. If you so choose, you will be in a dogfight. However, I think you got to do everything possible to make sure that Eastern Royal flips. I think he's special. I think he is that good. And there's just some things that I talked about being inevitable. I think him being elite is inevitable. I think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be the best wide receiver in his class. I think he is cut from the cloth of Ja'Marr Chase. I think he is that level of dude. I think when you have a Louisiana receiver like that, you know what you're getting. Go get him. And it's not the only one. Xavier Sabb from New Jersey, the top athlete on 24/7's board, is also making a visit this weekend. The number two overall athlete says, I am coming because of my strong, strong, quote to Andre Champon, strong, strong relationship with George McDonald. You got to make a statement this weekend. It's one thing to bring kids in. It's another thing to get them flipped and committed. I don't think that you're going to be able to flip both Brewster and Royal, but my God, if you can, I would take one of the two. I would honestly take Eastern Royal, to be blunt. I think Eastern Royal is... Guys, I got to be real with you. I think the state of Louisiana has the top three players in the country. I do. And I think Eastern Royal is one of them. So, with that part being said, Xavier Sabb is someone that we're going to have to keep our eyes on. This is the one of the three that I'm like, yeah, I don't know. The young man's not from the South. And I just feel as if that one's going to be more difficult. Right, wrong, or indifferent. He has a strong relationship with George McDonald. But I think the thing with Xavier that for all... God, how do I need to say this? Guys, he got offered on May the 9th. And he tells Andre Champagne today, yeah, I've kind of been really wanting to go down to LSU and see what this is all about. You know what he's really saying? Hey, man, I saw all the stuff going on with Lane Kiffin. I've seen them offenses. I might be an athlete, but I'm a receiver. Sounds good. There's nobody better in the country to develop you than what's going on at LSU. You're in New Jersey? Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers. Hello. So as LSU goes into this massive, massive recruiting weekend, here's what I tell you. Number one, you need to get over to Go 24/7 because some of the things that Andre Champon, it's spelled champagne. I can't get over it. Some of the things that LSU is doing and some of the stuff that Andre and Zach are getting, guys, it's a gold mine. A gold mine to be over there. Now, to kind of run through this list for some of this week, we talked about three of the massive headline guys. I know with Zach, we talked about a lot of guys that he's keeping his eyes on. With that being said, as you start these visits on May the 29th-ish, are you able to pull in a high riser in Adrian Cole? Are you able to pull in Abraham Sesse, the edge player who's a top 27 player? He's 27 on 24/7's board. And what happens with Xavier Sapp? Guys, you are starting to line yourself up, even going into next week, in the first week of June. Like, Kelsey Adams is going to be there. You have Kamara that's going to be there. I know that you're still massively on Kalal. Aiden Starling is someone that you've been kind of hovering around. You have started, and you will continue to bring in a lot of top guys. DJ Dodson is someone who will be here in the first week. The big offensive tackle from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 6'7", 330. You're starting to bring in a lot, and I think the LSU's recruiting class is really going to start heating up, and you're going to get the core nucleus of this coming away real soon. All right. Let me get to a quick break. When we come back, I am going to mention some of this LSU baseball stuff because, of course, I am. And we'll talk a little bit about college athletics and where I think it's going. Stay with us. Guys, I want to talk to you about our good friends over the Drake Williams Law Firm and Drake Title Company. Are you facing tough times due to an injury from a car accident, navigating the complexities of divorce, or purchasing a new home? At the Drake Williams Law Firm and Drake Title Company, they understand the challenges you're going through, and they are here to help. The lawyer team of Ernie Drake III, Ryan J. Williams, and Summer Vignair, along with Morgan Daniels, have the experience and proven track record to give you that peace of mind. Give them a call today at 985-386-7600. That's 985-386-7600 to schedule a free consultation at their brand new office located in historic downtown Ponchatoula. They're also doing a special, the AYS special. If you're refinancing or closing on a home in Southeast Louisiana, request the Drake Title Company to handle your closing. If you mention Blake Ruffino and AYS, you're going to receive a $400 discount on title fees. Again, give them a call at 985-386-7600. Let them know that Blake Ruffino sent you on by. Guys, let me tell you about our good friends over at Grand Slam Heating and Air, where your comfort is their top priority. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they promise to provide customers with high-quality HVAC service at an affordable price while ensuring the homeowner peace of mind. From their office to your home, they guarantee the best hassle-free experience around. Efficiency and comfort is their game. Let them make your home Grand Slam today. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they're offering their annual maintenance plan starting off at $18.75 a month, also doing those $99 tune-up promotion. They provide free estimates for system and ductwork replacement, as well as offering financing to get the job done with no money up front. From Baton Rouge to Hammond to Covington, they're all around. So what you need to do today, give them a call at 225-380-9065. That's 225-380-9065. Or go over to their website, getgrandslamair.com. That's getgrandslamair.com, where your comfort is their top priority. When your business, your farm, or your equipment needs fuel, you need someone that you can trust. At Crump Fuel, they deliver quality gasoline, diesel, and lubricants with honest service and local pride across South Louisiana and South Mississippi. From construction sites, marinas, convenience stores, and trucking companies, all the way down to generators and everyday operations, Crump Fuel keeps you rolling. Crump Fuel is family-owned and family operated. With high quality and dependable delivery, they're always going to bring that competitive pricing. Call Crump Fuel today at 985-229-4976 or visit them over at crumpfuel.com. That's 985-229-4976 or visit them at crumpfuel.com today. Crump Fuel, where they're fueling the Gulf South in the right way. Guys, you might know my good friend Carol Falls and all the great service that he provides over at State Farm. He is your good neighbor after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates as well? Along with the great neighbor service, State Farm agent Carol Falls has surprisingly great rates for everyone inside the state of Louisiana. So call him today at 985-395-4300, 985-395-4300 for all of those surprisingly great rates on auto, home, and life insurance needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to the State Farm underwriting requirements.
We're back!
Basically, I'm not going to bore you here before we get out of here. But there is massive legislation that has been put in place today, or is intended to be put in place by Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Maria Cantwell. I suggest that you go and read it and you come to your own conclusions. I just spent 40 minutes of my life in a debate with my co-host and talking about this from a national level perspective. In the bill that is being proposed in a bipartisan situation, not completely, even though they say it is that college sports is going to have a one-time transfer rule unless a head coach leaves, 5 years to play five seasons, a hard cap, antitrust for the NCAA and College Sports Commission to come down on eligibility and other things, along with NIL legislation, meaning the hard cap, and making sure that phony businesses are not paying NIL and boosters aren't just giving money for pay-for-play. The Lane Kiffin rule, because of course, the Lane Kiffin rule in reference to you can't hire, or what they're intending probably, that you can't hire a coach until after their season, but basically a coach can't leave a team until after their season is over. The Lane Kiffin rule that's been put in place there as well, and an option to pull all of TV rights. So, what did you fix? What did you fix? I do like some of these amendments. I do think that you need some legislation on the portal, and I think that you need some legislation on NIL and some of the bad actors that are doing some things. However, you have $100+ million, most of it from the SEC, that has not been approved by the College Sports Commission. That's not going to get fixed as more money is going to flow in through there the next portal period in December. The College Sports Commission is going to continue to add dollars that they have not approved through NIL, and it's going to keep manifesting itself. It's going to keep growing and growing and growing. The NCAA, however, and the College Sports Commission, even though I think both of them do a pretty crappy job, we have to have some enforcement. It's not the enforcement that we need, but it's the enforcement that we have. I firmly believe that this is not going to pass. All of the things that we just talked about, even if this bill is passed, it's going to get sued and they're going to lose. They're going to lose. You can't limit until there's some kind of CBA, you can't limit where someone goes to school. You can't. It's literally come down. The Senate bill can be sued and come crumbling down. I just feel like college athletics, especially football, could solve a lot of this with redoing their schedule, not expanding, but they don't listen to me. No one wants to listen to common sense. Do I think some of these things should have been put in their own bill by themselves? 5 year to play five. Everybody agrees with that. But that doesn't get passed if this whole bill shut down. The one-time transfer rule, I don't really like it. Because if head coaches leave, what about position coaches? It would limit it. But you know what definitely would limit it? If you gave some enforcement, some guardrails and rules. Because this bill, whether it gets passed, let's say it goes to the Senate, gets the 60 votes, and passes, the day it passes, it gets sued. because you can't limit a student athlete, a student, where they can and can't go. So I fear that we're going to always be back at step one. I don't know where college athletics is going. I have no clue. I'm glad that they're trying. The only way for all this to pass is for all of the conferences to come together and say, we all had to sign this collective bargaining agreement with antitrust with the NCAA as the enforcement. It's the only way. And that everybody has to adhere by the rules. In the bill, they gave the option for TV rights and pull their media rights. That's not going to happen. But everybody's got to play under the same rules and rule book. And until we do that, until that happens, this will continue. Unfortunately, it's my opinion. You can disagree, but it's already happened in the past. You're putting lipstick on a dead pig. You're putting lipstick on a dead pig and saying it looks good. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that might just be me. All right. Before we get out of here and take some thoughts, questions, concerns, we've talked about over the last two or month and a half, what was Cooper Moore going to do? Look, Cooper Moore has made a statement that he is going to be returning. We will have conversations about him, like coming out of surgery. What is he like? Can he find the zone? We have been hinting at that very strongly. It was his way of announcing today. Your entire rotation returns, and I really wonder what that's going to look like for you. Does Cason Evans move back to the bullpen? Do you go get some starters? The good thing, and maybe could be bad thing, is that your rotation returns. What does Cooper Moore and how does Cooper Moore overcome this injury? I don't know. But that is good news. I still will sit on the stance. I don't think Derek Curiel returns. I would be utterly stunned. I think that everybody, Jay Johnson included, everybody in the country would be stunned. I find it, let's just say, if I had to put a percentage on it, I put 2%. I just don't think that he returns at all. He's going to get taken in the first round. There's going to be a ridiculous amount of money, and I just don't understand why he would return. Would he be open to it? I'm sure. I'm sure he would, because he's getting taken in the first round. He ain't coming back. Like, I just cannot see it. So I know that that narrative is tried to be pushed. I don't see it. Here's the thing that you need to know. Outside of all of the smoke and bullshit, the thing that you need to know is they are going to hit the portal. When Monday gets here, we will start getting in a lot more deeper conversations. That I promise. The deeper conversations about the future of LSU and its athletes from a baseball perspective really starts picking up on Monday. Hate to say it like that. That is the truth. I find it ironic that narratives try to be pushed when we all know, like, come on, dude. Come on. I don't even know what we're doing here anymore. Oh, sweet Jesus. All right. Let's get to it here. Gorilla Killer says, pizza fed, Dabo is a Patriot. Yet the only person standing on business is Dabo. The only person standing on business really is Dabo. So, I don't know. Shane says, commode toilet paper 100%. Guys, he's getting drafted. If you're talking about Curiel, he's getting drafted in the first round. Like, we try to push narratives around LSU. Come on. Is he open to it? Sure. But pushing out a narrative, like, what are we doing? Glad that Gordon has done a lot for this place. Love Gordon. Would back him. Like, great. Come on. what are we doing here? All right. We're out of here. We'll see y'all tomorrow. I think we're going to live a little bit earlier tomorrow, so be out for lookout times. See y'all then. Peace.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.